Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We get a chance to talk a little of the business of sports and the business of sports gambling. And these interviews always brought to you by the Action Network, and that's where Darren Revelle plies his trade now. He was with ESPN.com for a number of years, now with the Action Network. Joining us each and every week at this time is Darren Revelle. Darren, great to have you on. As always, we've been talking a lot about Antonio Brown today. As someone who's covered the business side of sports for as long as you have, what's your experience with respect to Drew Rosenhaus? How much, what percentage of Drew Rosenhaus's time right now is consumed with Antonio Brown compared to the rest of his client base?
Probably a lot, because he doesn't want to wind up with zero again. That's something that I think a lot of people say, well, how much is this about Antonio Brown and Drew Rosenhaus knowing exactly what they're doing, and how much of this with him signing on to the Patriots was luck? Because the deal, if this does go through and they're satisfied, the deal's actually a better deal. You know, if he's the Antonio Brown, he'd get $13 million in 1 year versus $30 million in three. And you could argue he'd get another good deal, but obviously now we're dealing with something completely different. So I don't know. I mean, obviously there's a lot of sensitivity. I think finally we've gotten to the point in sports where our priorities are kind of right. And now it's just going to depend on how much Robert Kraft cares about this, how much he believes him. And figure out if it's worth it.
Yeah. How much do you think Kraft's own situation from this past offseason sort of colors this whole situation?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think I guess it's a sexual nature, which is this, you know, what we're dealing with here. But this is more of allegations of, domestic assault and unwanted advances, which is not what Kraft is. So I think I don't think it's as similar as people are going to make it out to be.
Darren Revelle, brought to us by the Action Network. Darren, if we're talking about the football side of this matchup between the Patriots and the Dolphins, how much of this, it seems like the line is all over the place on this game, which is, how much of that is because people can't figure out just how bad the Dolphins are versus how much of it is the Antonio Brown drama?
I mean, listen, this is, I don't think a lot of it's the Antonio Brown drama, actually. I don't think Antonio Brown is worth many points. I really don't. I think it's how bad are the Dolphins, right now in our app, we're showing that 70% of the money at 19 is on the Patriots, which is just, I mean, I want people to know that number for an NFL game is just insane. I do remember there was a Jacksonville Jaguars, I forgot who the maybe it was Patriots. I can't even remember what it was.
I can tell you what it was, Darren. I know where you're going with this. It was the Jags playing on the road at Denver back in Peyton Manning's first season in Denver.
27-point dog.
Yep.
That's right. It was in Denver. And, but just to see 70% of the money, 77% of the tickets coming in at 19. I actually got – there was – DraftKings had it at 17.5 this morning, and I took it. But man, I just that's a humongous number. And now the Jets were just pulled off the board because they just said that Trevor Siemian's going to start on Monday Night Football against the Browns. So how much is Darnold worth right now? The Jets were going in as 3-point dogs at home. You know, that's a game where you look at the Cleveland Browns and you're like, well, you know, they didn't come through last week and are at 9 wins. You know, where that was where their win total was projected. Have we just completely overestimated the Browns and it slipped the other way? And we've just talked about, you know, Landry and Beckham and Mayfield, and, you know, these guys are going to be so good. Well, I don't think they're as good as the sum of their parts yet. So that's an interesting game. Obviously, the Texans game, You know, with the Texans being around the 8.5, 9 point favorite, and that's accounting for, you know, Minshew in for Foles. You know, and I think it's more Jacksonville than it is Houston, because I think obviously, you know, till I'm sure you guys have talked about that ad nauseum, till that last defensive play, I don't know what you want to call it, before the field goal. I don't think there's either way an indication of to the Texans, but a lot of sharps were on the Jaguars last week against the Chiefs, and they did not show up. Obviously, you had the Foles situation. Yeah. I think that's an interesting game. And then, like, if you look at, like, the total number of bets that are coming into our app in terms of people tracking their bets, the you know, obviously it's going to be there's more than 12,000 bets for tonight's game with Carolina as a 7-point favorite and 82% of the money on Carolina. Mm. Week two in college football and the NFL are extremely hard because you have to try to figure out if someone's the real deal or not. And or was just, I mean, obviously the Dolphins and the Ravens that good, or the Dolphins that horrible. Are the Patriots that good, even without Antonio Brown? So I kind of like week two. I tend to not bet in week one that much because it's so hard to figure out.
Darren Revelle brought to us by the Action Network. And Darren, did I just call you Daryl? Daryl Bevel has messed me up more with Darren Revelle.
Listen, I've gotten Daryl Bevel. Yeah. In fact, the first time I came to ESPN, so when people didn't know me in 2000, I did a Q&A, and like 90% were for Daryl Royal. They thought that I was the former Texas coach.
Jeez.
Slight age difference there.
Yeah, that's funny.
Darren, you spend most of your time on gambling now, but you still also know a whole lot about the business of sports. What exactly was LeBron thinking when he thought he could trademark Taco Tuesday? Was there ever a chance that was actually going to be even looked at?
I'm surprised. Like, I feel like LeBron normally understands tone. I mean, people were, no matter what the intention was, the question was that he used Taco Tuesday in the office.
Darren, you got to speak up.
Yeah. So it seemed like he was trying to own it. You know, he was trying to own Taco Tuesday, because when you go for a trademark, that's what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
But his team said it was basically like they had the idea to do a show around Taco Tuesday, and they wanted to make sure that he wouldn't be legally liable since Taco John's had Taco Tuesday since 1989. Now, what's interesting is in denying refusing his ability to get the trademark yesterday, the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office basically said that Taco Tuesday is a commonplace term, which makes sense. Like, we all own it. But then you wonder, okay, but Taco John's has the trademark now. So what is it saying about that? So there's going to be more clarification here. But I think in the last, like, 3 or 4 weeks between Tom Brady trying to trademark Tom Terrific, please, and Ohio State trying to trademark the, I mean, this has been the worst time for sports and trademarks. And, you know, as I said on Twitter this morning, the day and age where you can quietly, you know, try to trademark something, people are going to see it. It's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah. Darren Revelle, Action Network, joining us for his weekly visit. Darren, last one before I let you go. You had a pretty good T. Boone Pickens story on Twitter earlier this week. Of course, he passed away at age 91, the benefactor for Oklahoma State Athletics, big oil tycoon. You want to share that with our audience real quick?
Which one, the betting one?
Yes.
Or the one where I told him he wasn't a billionaire?
The bet, either one. They were both. I love when people come after you on Twitter.
One time I told him he wasn't a billionaire anymore. I said it was rough because Forbes didn't have a billionaire. And he shot back saying, yeah, $950 million. And it would have been more if I didn't give away a billion. And then the second one was Oklahoma State was not playing well. I think they were 1-2 going into a game against Texas Tech, which is 3-0. And I basically said that Boone Pickens, you know, can't be happy with this. And he basically said, I'll bet you anyway. And I'm like, okay. I got scared as to what the terms and conditions of the actual bet would be. But it was 10 bucks, and they were 5-point dogs, and they won outright 49-45 in a shootout. And he made me donate 10 bucks to a children's hospital, which is awesome. Just to think about it that way.
Yeah.
I would have donated more, but I wasn't getting paid much by ESPN at the time.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. Darren Revelle. You can get him Action Network, this interview, as it is each and every week, brought to you by the Action Network. Darren, enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll do it again next Thursday, man.
Got it. Check out our app.
It's
pretty awesome if you're better.
The app is absolutely great. I subscribe to it. I subscribe to all the premium content as well. Highly, highly recommended. Appreciate it, Darren. Have a great weekend, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.